Marie had a comfortable, happy and generally satisfying life. She had met her husband at university, and despite having some steamy kissing and petting sessions with a few boyfriends prior to that, it was he who took her virginity after a couple of months dating in her first year. Paul was a year above her, and after graduating he moved to work as a junior lawyer some 50 miles from their university town, and they traveled to see each other most weekends. With her long naturally blonde hair, slim figure and long legs, Marie was never short of male attention. She rebuffed the frequent drunken passes and remained faithful throughout. After graduating, Marie secured a job on a graduate training program, and with it only being some 20 miles from Paul, he suggested they get a place together near her HQ, and he would commute. This meant she could walk to work, allowing them to save the cost of a second car. Paul got promoted and within 2 years they were married and had bought their first house together. Both their careers were going well and they decided to focus on work for a few years before hopefully starting a family. Their first child was born when she was 32, and they had a second 2 years later. Marie was enjoying the career break, and Paul was now a partner in the law firm he'd started with over a decade earlier, and they were financially well placed, allowing Marie to focus on the children and home, being the stereotypical middle-class mummy, with the nursery and school groups, swimming, coffee with other young mums, and the occasional relaxing day to herself shopping or at a spa. With both the children at school, Marie decided to look for a part-time job, and started working as a finance director. She had negotiated a 3-day week with half her time in their office and half as flexible home working where she could work around school and events etc. This was a great opportunity, and she was really enjoying the challenge of her new role without it being all-encompassing. Monday and Wednesday morning became her regular office days, and it felt good to have a reason to wear smart dresses, skirt suits and heels again. Tuesday, Thursday and Friday meant she could take the children to school, and they invariably walked the mile or so from their new executive development home.